AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The number of dead from what is now Tropical Storm Debbie is up to 7. A person died in North Carolina in a home damaged by a tornado. Debbie just won't go away. Heavy rain is expected today in cities like Raleigh and Charlotte. In Savannah, Georgia, Keon Johnson Street has turned into a big lake.
We always, you know, got hurricane warnings, but it was nothing ever, you know, too crazy where, you know, I thought that I would be in it one day, stuck in the house, walking outside and seeing crawfish and little fish swimming around.
Debbie is expected to churn up the East Coast. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns today in Michigan. Former President Donald Trump will speak later today at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, his first public appearance since Tim Walz became Kamala Harris's running mate. This weekend's Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna are canceled. An apparent attack plot was foiled. Investigators say both suspects appear to have been inspired by the Islamic State group.
Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes. An official said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. 3 sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organisers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events, and Gerhard Karner, Austria's interior minister, said, "The situation is serious, but we can also say a tragedy was prevented." 17-year-old Taylor Swift fan Anna Maria told the AP,
"This concert used to be a safe space for everyone, and now it's just a threat and no one is feeling safe anymore."
In 2017, an attack by a suicide bomber at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, killed 22 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
The mayor of London says Swift's concerts there next week will go on as scheduled. The Chicago White Sox have fired manager Pedro Grifol. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are climbing on Wall Street after a better-than-expected report on the job market eased some worries about the slowing economy. The S&P 500 rose 1.6% in the first hour of trading Thursday. That came a day after a big morning gain evaporated and flipped to a loss. The Dow added 513 points. It's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 1.8%. Eli Lilly helped lead the market higher after delivering better profit for the spring than analysts had expected. Eli Lilly stock climbed 9.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. That's a signal that investors are feeling less worried about the economy. Those gains came after a report showed that fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A powerful earthquake struck off Japan's southern coast, triggering a tsunami advisory. 9 people were injured, most of them slightly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.